In Russia, gourmands are freaking out. It's because of the Russian government's new ban on food imports from the West. The year-long ban covers meat, fish, fruit, vegetables, and dairy products from the U.S., Canada, most of Western Europe, and Australia. Our friend and Moscow resident Charles Maines put the ban in perspective for me.
Well, Marco, have you ever had a really, really good piece of French brie?
I have. I love a good runny brie. And it's out for Russians for the next year. Charles says the ban is both in retaliation for Western sanctions against Russia and a move to bump up domestic food production, which he says many Russians won't be happy about.
There is this kind of reputation of Russian goods and it's not being on the same level of quality as some of the import goods. You know, there's a word that gets touted around here called savok, which comes from the word Soviet, but it's sort of a derogatory term. And I think that's the attitude a lot of people have. If they have the money, they'll buy, they'll upgrade to the Western goods often, but maybe they won't have a choice anymore.
So cheese, nice fish and meat produce. What are some of the other things that people are really worried about their inability to find anymore?
Well, I think one of the things that's interesting that they're not apparently have to worry about is booze. So liquor was not on this list. And I think that's a very strategic move by the Kremlin. You know, President Putin basically signed a decree that was posted to the Kremlin website. The Prime Minister, Dmitry Medvedev, was left to sort of sort out the details. And that seems to be kind of his sort of role around here is to kind of do the work that nobody else wants to do. But still, he just issued a statement and there was nothing on television, nothing on radio. In other words, no face or voice attached to these measures, which I think says a lot about how Russians might feel about it.
So I'm curious to know how this ban is playing among older Russians who lived through empty store shelves during the Cold War.
Well, exactly. There is this sort of back to the future kind of quality to all this. And, you know, Russians of a certain age will remember the queues and lines of the Soviet period, the lack of goods and foodstuffs in the stores. You know, and again, the Russian government is obviously trying to take measures to avoid that. But on social media and on the internet of today, there was, of course, lots of jokes, and Russians have a great sense of humor. You know, one of my favorites that came up was this idea that, you know, the next country to issue sanctions against Russia was, you know, well, wait for it, Russia.
So how much damage do you think this is actually going to have on the West? Who's going to hurt the most?
Well, already, you know, certainly some countries in the EU, for example, Finland, some of their agricultural products go to Russia. They're quite popular here. I think you'll see certainly some kickback in a lot of different directions. But, you know, I think that, again, the issue is who's it hurting more? And I think there's a little bit of a sense that this is kind of, while it is the Russian government taking aim at these countries that have issued sanctions against it, there is also a sense of kind of shooting itself in the foot.
With Vladimir Putin riding a wave of popularity right now after the Olympics and taking over Crimea and doing what he's been doing, we assume, supporting Eastern Ukraine separatists, how's this going to impact him?
Well, we'll see. I mean, you know, this is what the Russian sort of rabbit in the hat is that, of course, they point to his approval ratings these days keep going up and up. Today, there was a new poll that issued that said it reached a record high of 87%. 66% of people in Russia say they believe Russia is moving in the right direction. But, you know, keep in mind, this is before they took away the cheese. So we'll see.
Right. And meantime, have you been stocking up on French cheese? I know you love that brie.
I do like that brie. You know, I actually picked up a few extra bits, and I have some friends coming over tonight. I'm going to treat them to it. It might be the last. But, you know, to get, you know, serious about this, I think, you know, the bigger issue is how Russians will react to this move. I mean, you know, of course, there's always been this sort of vocal opposition, which I think in the West we hear a lot about, or anti-Putin. But I think the important thing is that a lot of people who support Putin are actually not interested in politics. They've never been politically active particularly, and they like Putin because he doesn't ask them to be particularly active. And if you look at, you know, what Putin's achieved over these last, you know, 14 years, it's primarily stability. And, you know, it's kind of like a social contract here. He took care of the government and politics, but it allowed other people to just take care of their lives, you know, and they made money, they traveled to Europe, and they bought, you know, stylish clothes. And it was this kind of very entrenched consumer culture that I think in its own paradoxical way was sort of a form of freedom. And what's strange to me anyway, as we look at what's going on with these sanctions and other events that are happening in Russian society, is you see the government sort of crowding into the lives of people in ways that they didn't before. And you know, will people ultimately say that this was, you know, a move that the Kremlin had to make to defend ourselves? Or will they say that, hey, you know, this isn't the deal we had?
Our friend Charles Maines in Moscow, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Marco.